Today on the Travel Guys.
In the travel news, Alaska Airlines bucks the trend and improves their frequent flyer programs, and Richard Branson decides to start his own cruise line.
And say, what's this rumor that you won't be allowed to take your electronics into the cabin when you're on the plane during the Christmas season? We have an update.
Also, Tom takes you out to the airport for another one of our holiday updates designed to make you just a little smarter when you're flying, picking up, or just dropping people off at SAC International.
Saving the best for last, it's the second week of Christmas with the Travel Guys, and every caller on the show today receives a gift. Listen for your opportunity to call in.
It's Sunday, a little after 3 p.m. in Sacramento, and you're listening to the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man.
Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Yes, out on the Route 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of the Travel Guys here on KFBK, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. We're here every Sunday at 3 o'clock. Thank you for taking some time out of your day, whatever you might be up to. Maybe you're driving around in the car, heading out to do some Christmas shopping. I'm here in studio, not too far from Cal Expo, and my buddy Mark Hoffman. Normally to my left is, well, let's see, which way's east? I guess really, really far left. He's in Chicago.
Some people have accused me of being far left on other occasions, so I suppose that's an accurate description. Yeah, welcome to Travel Guys listeners live from Chicago at the Embassy Suites Hotel on Columbus Street, just off of the Miracle Mile here, the wonderful place where America comes to shop for Christmas. And I can assure you, despite the fact that today is Sunday, it's a weekend, and that people have definitely come to shop here in Chicago. It's about 39, 40 degrees outside, but it's actually not. It's not windy, Tom. So it's a warm 39, 40, if there is such a thing.
Well, there you go. Now, our listeners last weekend, we mentioned that Mark would be on the road, and we didn't say where because your trip today, Mark, in Chicago was a special event for Sports Leisure Vacation travelers. Tell us about it.
Well, Tom, a few times a year we offer what's called a mystery tour, where people pay us very good money, sometimes a lot of it, and don't know where they're going until they get there. And this is a trip that we've done for 13 years now. Every year in early December, we do a Christmas-oriented mystery trip. So we came to Chicago. The folks flew in Saturday afternoon, and we went out on Saturday evening last night, and went out to a neighborhood here in the Chicagoland area and Lincolnwood Heights, and saw some wonderful Christmas lights. Went to a local popular pizza pub to get a pizza parlor to get some Chicago deep dish pizza, Lou Malnati's, which is famous. If you're from Chicago, you'll know the name. And then we came today. We went out to a little to the Swedish American Museum. They were having a wonderful little Christmas market there, and all kinds of homemade things and crafts and stuff. Folks had a grand time. Sunday brunch at Chief O'Neill's. If you know Chicago, mm-hmm. You probably have heard of Chief O'Neill's. It's one of the best, 10 best Irish pubs in the world, and they do an incredible Sunday brunch. And we toured the historic Chicago Theater. We went to the Magnolia Bakery, and which is famous in New York and now is in Chicago, and got everybody a dessert treat for the evening and have retired back to the hotel. Tomorrow, we are taking everybody to the old Marshall Field's department store, which is now one of Macy's mm-hmm. stores here in downtown Chicago. I'm sure folks who have been to Chicago, many of the folks who are listening probably have shopped there. And we're going up on the top floor of the Macy's Marshall Fields. There is a wonderful place called the Walnut Room. And it's incredibly decorated for Christmas. We're going to have a wonderful Christmas luncheon, a behind-the-scenes tour of this famous department store. And then Macy's is gifting us a $25 gift card, and we're going to go out and start our Christmas shopping. And then right across the street from Macy's is this wonderful little German outdoor Christmas market. I mean, really, it's like stepping back into Europe.
Wow.
There's not anything like it, I don't think, anywhere in the country. So our folks left Sacramento. They did not know that this. All they knew was that they were going to stay in a city that had an Embassy Suites hotel, and they were going to be there for 5 nights.
And basically, you give them some sort of a hint as to how to pack.
Yeah, how to pack, what the weather might be and stuff, what types of attractions, not specifics, but, right. we're going to go to Lowry's Prime Rib here in Chicago and have a wonderful dinner. We're going to see the Christmas Carol in a Chicago theater. The Museum of Science and Industry has a wonderful Christmas tree display. We're going to go out and see the zoo lights tomorrow evening on a trolley tour, lights trolley tour of the area. So we're really doing a Christmas thing. Folks are going to have plenty of time to shop and stuff like that. So if you know anybody who's on this Sports Leisure Mystery Tour, you might want to send in your gift list now.
Well, I tell you, I could talk to you about this for a half an hour. It sounds like so much fun.
We're really having a good time.
Well, let's move on. By the way, for listeners, be ready to call when we tell you. We got some Christmas gifts for you today for calling in, and we'll tell you how that's going to work coming up after we do the travel news, which we're going to do right now. Let's fire up the band. Mark, what do you got for us on today's travel news?
Well, as we talked about a little bit in the headline there, Tom, you mentioned that there's a possibility you might not be able to take your carry-on bag on the into the cabin with you or if you're flying over Christmas. This is the deal. NPR has reported that intelligence is suggesting a terrorist attack on passenger planes before Christmas. They've confirmed that the possible attack is aimed at Europe-bound flights only, as opposed to U.S.-bound flights or domestic travel. And in response, there's been talk among counterterrorism experts about prohibiting carry-on luggage or restricting electronic devices aboard planes in the U.S. and Europe. NPR gave no details on whether a potential ban would be widespread or applied to select Europe-bound flights only. These are counter-tourism measures that officials have discussed behind closed doors, says NPR. According to all reports, no steps have been taken to enact either ban yet. So for now, you can keep the phone in your pocket and the carry-on bag firmly in hand. But if this comes to be over the next couple weeks, you can tell folks you heard about it here first, because there is some possibility. Imagine that, Tom, if people had to fly to Europe now without being able to take their movies in there.
Wow. Well, this right now, the word is that this would be primarily for European travel, not necessarily in the United States.
Yeah, for the intelligence references trips, planes that are bound for Europe during the holiday season. So I'm sure that we'll be hearing more about this to come, or maybe we won't be hearing more about it, and that will be just fine with me, too. We talked, Tom, last week. We mentioned that there were some hellacious lines at Chicago's Midway Airport due to a shortage of, there was very long lines. The line was documented by somebody there, 1.2 miles long. Now, I was at Midway Airport on Saturday morning, mm-hmm. and I took that gentleman's blog, and I went down the line, walked the area where he said the line was, and indeed, I believe the line was over a mile long. You know why it was so long?
Why is that?
They didn't have enough TSA screeners.
Oh, my.
On the Sunday after Thanksgiving, they were short 70 screeners. So all I would say is, hello, whose job is it to sign people? I mean, it's only the busiest travel day of the entire year.
Yes.
And they couldn't get enough people. So if you were at Midway Airport a week ago Sunday, and I was there this past Saturday morning, and of course, there were 20 people in line and everything was rolling smoothly because they had plenty of people on that day. Shame on the TSA for, I can only imagine how many people must have missed their Southwest flights at Midway Airport last Sunday.
My gosh.
Speaking of airlines, Alaska Airlines has bucked the trend. Delta, United have gone to revenue-based programs, and they're trying to make it clear that if you fly on cheap tickets and you accumulate a lot of miles, that you may not be as desirable as a person who flies on expensive tickets and accumulates a lot of miles. Mm-hmm. Alaska Airlines, Tom, has gone the opposite way. They have decided to enhance their frequent flyer program for next year. How about that?
Well, it's going to happen. Everybody is positioned to try to get a bigger slice of the pie, and it's only a good business that if you see, one going the wrong direction, that you're going to jump on board and offer something attractive to your passengers.
And that seems really logical to people like you and I, but to the guys that sit in the revenue management offices at airlines, I don't think so. Yeah. Here's what Alaska is going to do. Instead of making certain flights less valuable or giving you fewer fewer miles or fewer credits, what Alaska is going to do, novel idea, people who buy expensive tickets are going to get bigger mileage bonuses.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're buying a ticket at the last minute that's costing you a lot of money, you're Alaska frequent flyer, you're going to get a bigger mileage bonus on that, and that's going to mean more to you because you're collecting miles. It's going to help you get to your mileage goals faster. So this is an enhancement. It's pretty much across the board. I won't go into great details here. You can go to travelguysradio.com and see it posted there, or I'm sure Alaska Air has a press release on their website about it. But a novel idea, you know, Alaska is that airline where you can turn your Alaska miles into you can use them if you fly Alaska, mm-hmm. you can get your points on American or Delta, or you can get them on Alaska. Alaska really has probably the best frequent flyer program in the country, and so it's significant that they have stepped forward and said, we're going to make this better. But maybe because Alaska is getting more competition, and speaking of Alaska's competition, Tom, I know that you have more with this when you're talking with Laura from the airport later on in the program, but Delta Airlines indeed is adding some service in Sacramento. Starting in May the 4th, we are going to get four daily flights on 70-seater aircraft to Seattle. And those are designed, not only gives Sacramentans a third choice of carriers to Seattle, but it also is designed to connect to Delta's ever-growing international set of hub of international flights in Seattle. So if you're flying from Sacramento, you may very well find for next summer that your best international connection is to take Delta to Seattle, maybe a little more reliable than those puddle jumpers to San Francisco, and take off on a nonstop flight from Seattle.
And we will talk to Laura about that, as well as some goings on in regards to flights to Washington, to D.C. So that's coming up at 3:45. What else you got?
All right. And finally, Tom, in the travel news, Richard Branson, one of the world's most colorful and well-known entrepreneurs, has decided that he is going to start a cruise line. They are building two 1,200-passenger ships that could begin operating in 2019. I would suggest to you that people in the cruise industry may be a little bit nervous about this, because this guy is very entrepreneurial. He has shaken up the airline industry pretty solidly, and now he's going after the cruise industry, and there's a lot of room there for somebody like Richard Branson. So good luck to Mr. Branson as he sets off to get into the cruise industry. We'll follow those developments and have some updates for you. It'll probably be a couple of years before that gets going, and that is the travel news for today.
Okay. The number to be calling here in just a moment to the Travel Guys on KFBK is 1-800-834-1530. That's out of the area, or 921-1530. Mark, tell them what we want them to bring to the show coming up in the break, and what kind of prizes we got to give
away.
All
right. Well, we've got everybody who gets through and gets on the air wins a prize. The only condition is, the only restriction is, you can't have won a prize on the Travel Guys in the last 30 days. So if you've been a winner in the last 30 days, well, you're not eligible today. What we want to do is, we have a list here. A Smarter Travel asked 3,000 flight attendants what the kinds of things, the behavior they see on planes. What are 10 things flight attendants don't want to see or hear on an airplane? So put yourself in the place of a flight attendant or just a traveler. What are some of the strange behaviors that you have seen when you were traveling on an airplane? Call in and share them with us, 921-1530 or 800-834-1530. We've got our list. We'd love to hear yours, and we'll take your calls right after the break.
Merry Christmas. TSO. Saw them about a week or so ago. Man, awesome show. We are
really?
The Travel
Guys. Good show again?
Oh, man. Their shows are always just off the hook. They are so great. And the one in Sacramento always comes right before Thanksgiving. It just kind of kicks you right into a great holiday season. They sell out, I don't know, about 15,000 seats in two shows. And
wow.
The neat thing is, they give a dollar for every ticket sold back to a charity in our community, every community that they play for. So they gave $15,000 in charitable donations just for the show alone. We are
awesome.
The Travel Guys. We've got a couple callers on the air, or on the phone, Mark. Why don't you go ahead and remind folks what we're doing and what they're going to win, and let's get started.
All right. Live here with the Travel Guys from Chicago and Sacramento. We've got prizes to give away today. And so what we're asking you is we want you to share with us some of the strange. What have you seen people do on airplanes? We have a list. A Smarter Travel asked 3,000 flight attendants on Facebook about some of the behaviors that they have seen. So we have our list and we would love to hear what some of the behaviors you've seen. We've probably got room for a couple more callers if you call us at 921-1530. Or 800-834-1530 and share yours with us. We have gift cards from Bath and Body Works and also The Gap to award to all of our callers today. So, Thomas, go for it.
Okay, Luis, if you're ready, let's go ahead and start off with Nancy on line one. Nancy, welcome to the Travel Guys. Well, okay, Nancy, as Mark said, and everybody's probably going to have a different one, what has been the strangest and most uncomfortable thing that you have seen on one of your flights?
Well, you said, like, what we don't want to see.
What you don't want to see.
Yeah.
Uncomfortable is coughing. Someone is coughing on the airplane.
And you know, and there's. Would you agree, Nancy, that there's two ways that on an airplane when you're out in public, and how often do we see this anymore? Somebody's coughing and hacking away, and they're just spewing all over the place. Or you could perhaps, you know, cough into your elbow or into your jacket or something like that, maybe as a little bit of a courtesy.
Yes, you could.
Yeah, you. Go ahead.
It just doesn't matter when you hear that coughing, no matter how where they're coughing, even if they do it most of the time, there's got to be a miss there.
There you go. And you know, Nancy, flight attendants and the people on the airlines do recommend that, honestly, if you have a situation where you do see something, and of course, you know, the person that's doing the coughing and is uncomfortable, you know, we feel for them, but you can ask, ask to be reseated.
Yeah, and that's a really valid point, Tom. You know, one of the things flight attendants list here is about personal hygiene. And they talk about keep personal hygiene, personal things flight attendants don't want to see on the plane. Really and truly, folks, is it necessary to clip your toenails on the airplane? I've seen this happen. I've seen this happen in the first class cabin. But I've seen it happen in coach where people are just take out the clippers, take off their shoes and just start clipping away. That's disgusting. Okay. Thanks, Nancy.
Thank you.
All right. And you stay on the line now. I'm pretty sure that Luis got all the information from you for your prize. Okay. Line two, Hermanilda, this is Tom. Yes. And Mark, welcome to the Travel Guys.
Hi.
How do I pronounce your name?
Hermanilda.
Well, okay.
Hermanilda.
All righty. Same question to you, my friend. What is it that you think is somewhat annoying and that you've seen on planes you'd like to avoid?
Oh, definitely, definitely. My pet peeve is people coughing on you or near you. I usually, and without a cover in their mouth. I kind of turn and look at him like I want to hand out. I feel like handing out tissues or something. Yeah,
not a bad idea.
Hermelinda, I was going to ask you, is that, you know, what would you suggest that people do when they're in it? What would you do? I mean, you give them a dirty look. Would you take out a hand? Would you take out a pocket of tissues out of your pocket and offer them one? Or
I've done that, but some people don't get it. I offered that to a couple passengers I had recently. I gave him a ride, and they said, oh, no, we're okay. And it's like, that's all I need. But I think the airlines can announce that, and you know, or have it posted somewhere that they need to cover their mouth. That should be a rule.
Let me ask you something. You just said a couple people that you gave a ride to. Are you perhaps an Uber or a Lyft driver?
No. I went to this retreat, and I had a couple passengers were given to me. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just checking out there. So you also would like to see people be a little bit more courteous when they're on an airplane. When it comes to if you're coughing or something like that, to providing a little bit of protection to other people around you.
Oh, it's a matter of protection to everybody, including themselves, because they infect other people. And then it goes back to them.
Don't you think it's a matter of personal courtesy also?
Yes, it is. Definitely.
Okay, Hermelinda, yeah, by the way, I think that's a great suggestion that they wouldn't be a bad idea to post a sign that, you know, if you've got a bad cough, please try to cover.
Well, and Tom, in some major airports now at this time of the year, there are signs like that really say, you know, if you consider. And also, I noticed at the Alaska Airlines counter in Seattle a few weeks ago that they had, because, you know, that's where people are coming to face that. Imagine you're an airline agent and hundreds of people a day are going to stand in front of you and...
Nice.
So, yeah, that's kind of special.
All right, let's see if we can sneak one more in before we go to the break at the bottom of the hour. Janet, thank you for joining us. We are the Travel Guys.
Hi.
Well, what you got for us?
Hi,
yeah,
Janet.
If I was a steward or stewardess, I would not want to hear my passengers say, I think I'm going into labor.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I'd say that's right there at the top of the list.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Janet, that's a, you know, and that one didn't even make the flight attendants list. I'll have to ask. I'm going to ask my friends at Smarter Travel about that one. I wouldn't want to hear. I'm going into labor.
My water just broke.
Oh boy. You know, Mark, we're going to have to look up and find out how many times on a domestic flight or a flight they actually delivered a baby, or whether they always land, you know. I don't know.
That's cool. Thank you, Janet, for supplying that little laugh. That was cool. All right, Thomas, we've got a couple, what do we got here before the break? A minute or so?
We're just under a minute.
Okay. Here's some of the other things that were on the flight attendants list here, because we've got another fun list to give prizes away after the break. Galley yoga. Don't get up and do yoga up in the galley with the flight attendants, because that's not too cool. Keep your hands to yourself. Don't go touching the flight attendants as they go by. Make a verbal. Keep your footwear on. We've already talked about that. Clean up after yourself in the bathroom. Bathrooms on airplanes are disgusting places. Also, you pack it. You rack it. Don't look to a flight attendant to give you help to putting something up on the airplane. You brought it on board. You should be able to get it up there. And the last one is take off your headset when the flight attendant is talking to you so you can have a normal conversation. It's just a matter of courtesy.
Yeah, and I just say this. Do not ever go around in an airplane barefooted. Because particularly if you think you might have to end up in the bathroom.
I can't imagine why anybody would go around in their bare feet. Maybe their socks, but not even your socks. I mean, really and truly, especially in... Ugh.
Okay.
All right. When we come back after the break, Tom,
the types of people,
we talked about behavior, but now what are the types of people that you want to avoid sitting next to on the airplane? What's the person that you really don't want? We already know about the person who is sick, but what's the other kinds of people that flight attendants said are the least desirable people when they're flying to sit next to on an airplane? 921-1530, 800-834-1530. We come back from the break. We'll take your calls and give away some more prizes. We are the Travel Guys.
Dependable news, weather, and traffic at the top and bottom of every hour, 24 hours a day. News Radio KFBK.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. We are the Travel Guys, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. I'm Tom Romano here in Sacramento. Mark Hoffman is in Chicago. Mark.
I am in Chicago at the Embassy Suites Hotel, just off of the Miracle Mile on Columbus Drive. Beautiful hotel, by the way, if you're looking for a place to stay in Chicago. Why, the Hilton properties here are really pretty cool. The Palmer House is just across the river, the Chicago River here, and the old historical Chicago Hilton is a few blocks from that. But this is a very nice Embassy Suites with a great location. And we've got 40 sports leisure travelers on a mystery tour. If you didn't hear us talking at the top of the hour, and we are really having a great time tomorrow. We are going to Macy's for lunch in the Walnut Room of the old Marshall Fields department store, and I'll bet you there are people listening who have probably had that experience through the years. Listen, before we go back to our contest, I want to a couple of housekeeping things here. You can hear previous broadcasts. If you miss a Travel Guys show or there's something that you'd like to know that was on the show, you can go to TravelGuysRadio.com, and right there you can find a list of all of our previous programs. programs along with the guests that were on them in case you don't remember exactly which one you're looking for, and also a list of links to things on today's show and just cool things that we have found through the weeks and the months that have to do with travel. So travelguysradio.com will get you that. So we are having a little call-in contest here. We are inviting our callers to call in and share with us. Before the break, we talked about behaviors on airplanes that cause people to go ick. Now we want to know, who's the person when you get on the plane that you do not want to sit next to? You're walking, Tom, you're walking down the aisle on the Southwest plane.
Right.
And you're walking down. We want to know, I'm going to ask you, but first I want to tell people that they can call us and share who they don't like to sit next to. 921-1530 and 800-834-1530. We have a $25 gift card to Bath & Body Works or The Gap for you if we put you on the air. And whoever has the best caller of the hour will win a $100 American Express gift card. And I would have to say that Janet right now has the inside track on that one. But we'll see how things go the rest of this segment. So let's go to some calls, Thomas.
Okay, yeah, I tell you, you're hustling down that aisle. Sometimes it's not real easy to scope out who you wouldn't want to sit next to. So this is going to be a lot of fun. Lori, welcome to the Travel Guys. What is the determining factor for you in regards to who you might avoid? What are you looking for as a seat partner? Or not looking for, should I say? Hello, Lori, line one. Oh, I guess Lori might have.
Lori has maybe put us on hold or
okay,
gone away.
Then let's jump to Don on line two. Don, are you on? Hello there.
Welcome. Yes, Don is here.
All right. Don. Welcome to the Travel Guys. What kind of passengers do you try to avoid having to sit next to, buddy?
My seatmate on a flight from Honolulu back to Los Angeles decided to Mile High Club some guys from the Portland football team. This was after the Hula Bowl several years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
It was interesting, and everybody in first class was applauding, but, you know, there you have it.
So, like I say, that was something that you're going to try to avoid next. Not something that happens very often. That's for
well,
sure.
Well, Tom, we probably should help. Not everybody who's listening may not know exactly what the Mile High Club is.
Well, they probably think it's that Burger King commercial with the girl with the big giant burger that you. No, that's not the one.
No, it's not that. It was a girl with the giant football players.
Okay.
It's a family program, so be careful, Don. The Mile High Club is for those that don't travel often, is when you attempt to consummate your relationship, or maybe not a relationship, maybe just a friendship or a one-night stand, high up in an airplane, henceforth the name the Mile High Club, because you are over a mile high up in the air when you are doing it. And, Don, this was going on in first class. It wasn't even – they didn't even retire to the restroom.
Oh, no, it was in first class, in front of God and everybody.
Oh, boy. Okay. Thanks, Don. That was great. All right, Richard, line three. Thanks for calling. Did you hear that, Richard?
Yeah.
Okay. Hello? Let's move on. What do you got for us?
Let's see. How about the crackhead?
You share your story, Richard, and now you've thought of you've reminded me of one, so go ahead.
Yeah, I was sitting next to a girl that was all amped up, and she would not sit still for nothing, and it's just irritating me.
We had somebody on years and years ago, before I ran my first group to Hawaii, this has been probably 30 years ago, there was an airline called Pacific East, and they had two planes. They flew one round trip from Los Angeles a day and one from San Francisco a day to Honolulu and back. And the flights, the tickets at the time were about $199 round trip. They served tuna casserole on the plane. And I remember the guy next to me putting down his seat back and breaking out a controlled substance and going for it right there on the airplane, right in front of God and everybody. Yeah.
That was back in the days when they still had ashtrays on the armrest. So, you know, that made it okay.
I guess so. But so and I can imagine, how long was the flight?
It was from Maui to Los Angeles.
Wow. So another five hour shot. So what would you recommend to folks who get into that same situation? let them have the aisle seat.
Get up as much as you can.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. You know, there are certain times and you can call for the flight attendants and take them aside and ask for to be moved. But once you're in the sky and all the seats are full, you're kind of stuck. Okay, Richard, thanks for the call. Let's go to Guy and see what he has for us. Guy, you're on the Travel Guys.
Hi. Well, do I only get one thing that irks me, or do I get two?
Well, Guy, we'll let you go until we cut you off. You know, that's the way it works on the radio.
All right. Well, I have 500. No. I have a couple of things. I hate a seat hog. Somebody
okay.
who just needs to take both armrests, the one on the left, the one on the right, and then you're fuddling with that person all through the flight.
Okay, Guy, let me ask you, before you go any further, let me ask you about this now. There's a kind of an unwritten rule, we've talked about it on the program, that the person in the middle seat gets two armrests. How do you feel about that?
I don't
yeah,
feel,
okay,
yeah,
that's all right.
I don't feel good about that.
Okay.
where was this unwritten? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, I didn't see that on the...
Well, I'm guessing, Mark, you're, the reasoning behind that would be because you are forced to be stuck in the middle.
You have the least desirable seat,
yeah,
so
to give you a break and let you have each armrest in the then the person on the
but
left.
But as we talked about, not if you hog the armrest. I mean, you get first shot at a space on the armrest. You don't get the whole armrest automatically. You just get to choose your positioning, and then the people on either side of you get to stake out their territory too. What else, Guy?
Somebody who just can't keep their mouth shut. They want to talk the whole time.
Oh, my goodness. This is a common problem.
Yeah.
What would you, Guy, when you get on a plane, or Tom, too, how do you get the person next to you to shut up? What do you do? Do you ignore them?
Yes. After about 2 or 3 minutes, I realize who I'm sitting next to, and it's time to ignore them, pull out a magazine, and then when we're in flight, pull out that headphones and enjoy whatever comes to my ears that I want to
Yeah,
put in
I
my
think,
ears.
You know, Mark, you fly a lot. Why don't you give us some advice?
A couple of advice, words of wisdom there. I like the headphone thing. I will take out my headphones and plug them into my iPad or my cell phone or the thing on the airplane, even if I'm not listening to anything or watching the movie, because it makes the person
plug
think.
Into the armrest.
Exactly. It makes the person think that you're distracted, and they will leave you alone. Headsets are wonderful for that. Also, you could say to the person, I think I'm going to take a little bit of a snooze now, and I carry a little packet with blinders and a couple of sets of earplugs, and just pull out the earplugs and put them in your ear. If the person doesn't take the hint there, well, at least you've blocked out half the sound.
Well, you know, you could always, if you haven't actually said anything to the person, you could do the no habla inglés or whatever, you know.
All right, Guy, you got one more?
One more.
Okay.
Somebody that has body odor.
Okay. Now, this is one that, Tom, that's on
the
flight attendant's list.
It's on a list of five. That's
the
body odor.
Yeah, it is
thing.
Here. The stinky seatmate. I couldn't agree with you more. You know,
there was a suggestion, by the way, on that particular list. Do you want to? You want me to go for it?
Go right ahead. No, okay. That's fine.
All right, let's see. Hold on a second. I'm pulling it back up
they
here.
They talked about the stinky seatmate on this list. And you know, while you're pulling that up, Tom, thank you, Guy, for the call. TAWA used to have a flight that when they were in business. They used to come to Sacramento from St. Louis, and they had a late flight. TWA had sold off a lot of their good international routes, London, Paris, Rome, etc. So all they had left was connecting flights to, Eastern European countries. And to be polite, not every country, not every society in the world practices the exact same hygiene habits that people from the United States do,
right.
i.e. underarm deodorant, etc. So you could take people who have been traveling for 24 hours and put them on a flight in St. Louis next to a bunch of American folks who practice different hygiene habits, and it's an awfully long 3.5-hour flight from St. Louis.
Here's how you cope in this situation with a smelly person next to you. The air vent is your best friend. Turn the overhead air spout in the direction of the smell to blast it away. And if you're particularly affected by bad smells, you could also pack a bandana or a scarf to tie around your face, or some Vicks vapor rub to dab under your nose. It's a great overpowering odors just in case.
Wow, that's it. You know, and here were a couple of other ones that were on the list here. Thomas, it looks like we're just about to go to the break here. The Space Invader. So that was kind of one of our callers was talking about, the person who hogs the armrests, people who allow their head to fall on your shoulder on a long flight, or people who are spreaders, especially men are guilty of this. They take their legs and they spread them very wide so that their legs are basically intruding on either the aisle or other people's leg sprays. We talked about people, the contagion, the person who gets on and has some kind of problem. The toasted traveler is on this list. What if you're stuck next to somebody who comes on board really drunk and really obnoxious and stuff like that? If you have somebody who's bothering you on the airplane, notify the flight attendant immediately. Don't spend, you didn't spend a whole lot of money to have a stranger sit next to you and tell you what your expletive deleted problem was or something like that. So if you have that situation come up, you should not hesitate to notify the folks on the airplane of the problem immediately.
Well, okay, and if you'd like to see the complete list, as well as the list we spoke of earlier about the 10 things that annoy and that air flight attendants don't want to deal with, you can go to travelguysradio.com, and we'll have a link to them there. All right, coming up after the break, Mark, I'm going to sit down with Lori Strothauer from the Sacramento Metropolitan Airport. I keep doing that. Sacramento International Airport, also known as SMF. And we're going to talk about ways to make you a smarter traveler so you can zip right through that airport to your destination over the holidays. All that next here on The Travel Guys.
And never brought to mind, should all acquaintance be.
Welcome, it's The Travel Guys on KFBK. Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. And as you know, we've been keeping you up to date on the activities out at Sacramento International Airport on a regular basis throughout the holidays. And again, my special guest here on the program today is Lori Strothauer. She's the Communications and Media Officer for the Sacramento County Department of Airports. And Lori, again, thanks for taking time out of your day to join us on this Sunday.
Happy to be here, Tom.
Well, okay. We got Thanksgiving out of the way out at SMF. How did things go?
We had a great Thanksgiving. There were no hitches. People were getting in and out of the TSA checkpoint in like 15 minutes. I heard on social media people talking about how they were able to speed through check-in and get on their flights. We had very, very few delays, even with that big storm on the East Coast. So all in all, things went pretty well.
Awesome. Now, we talked last about that there was going to be some live entertainment at different locations at the airport. Did that happen, and is it happening through Christmas?
Oh, yes, we did. Our entertainment series kicked off the day before Thanksgiving, and it starts again on Friday, December 12th. And you can see the whole schedule of performers at our website, www.smf.aero, A-E-R-O, or sacmetroarts.com. They also have the list of performers. These are all local performers, wide variety of styles, and we're hoping that our passengers will enjoy the local music.
That'll be great. It just gets everybody in the spirit. Now, Lori, I understand that Delta is going to be offering some new service. Tell me about it.
Oh, yes. Delta is offering 4 daily nonstop flights to Seattle beginning in May. And the great thing about those is that not only is it a new service for Delta to a city that's very popular with Sacramento travelers, but it will connect with their long-haul flights to Asia and to Europe.
Now, while we're talking about new flights, I understand there's been a bit of a bump in the road in regards to nonstop flights to D.C. Tell me about that.
Yeah, our nonstop to Dulles it's going to be offered seasonally beginning in January of 2015, which means that anytime an airline is looking at a route that's not performing the way they would like, they're going to make any changes to the route. It's going to be in the first 3 months of the year because that's a pretty slow time for travel. But it will be back in time for cap to cap, and it will be, we're hoping, this will not be a permanent adjustment, but it really depends on the passenger traffic. This is something that's a business decision for United Airlines, and they're kind of looking at who wants to fly and how many regular customers they can rely on.
Good. Well, I'm glad it'll be back for Cap to Cap. Our news department here at KFBK will be happy to hear that, as Ed Crane and Mike Murray and the staff always go and participate. You are listening to the Travel Guys on KFBK. My guest is Lori Slothauer. She's the communications and media officer for the Sacramento County Department of Airports. Lori, we were talking a little earlier about how things went smoothly out at SMF during Thanksgiving. I'm guessing that the economy lot probably did fill up, and you had kind of a little overflow. How did that go?
You know, it was really smooth. A lot of customers got the message about using the daily lot, so the economy lot filled up, I think, late Wednesday night. I always say that with a caveat, which is that if everything's first come, first serve, and it's impossible to know when a lot will be available or not. So we ask people to have options and listen to radio station 5:30 a.m. as they approach the airport, because it has parking information. But really, as soon as you get onto airport property, you can still be signs if any lot's not available.
Now, we talked about the cell phone lot when we were together before. And, you know, I still run across people that aren't even aware of the cell phone lot. With a lot of travelers picking up family members for Christmas coming in, remind people how that works and where it is and all the details about the cell phone lot, if you would.
Sure. The cell phone lot is an area right by the airport entrance at Crossfield and Lindbergh Drives, where you can wait and have your passenger call you and then go pick them up, and you don't have to circle the curb, and you can't park and wait at the curb. That's against security regulations. You know, some people may not know, we call it the free waiting area. That just, our signage says free waiting area because that was the term of art when that lot went up. But it is the cell phone lot because you're waiting there with your cell phone, waiting for your friend or family member to call you.
Well, I know some folks that are going to be flying on Christmas Day. What do you expect? What can I tell them in regards to how busy it might be on Christmas Day? I know the, you know, probably Christmas Eve and the couple of days leading up to Christmas are probably going to be the busiest. But what is normally, what's it like out at SMF on Christmas Day?
You know, it's hard to say what it'll be like on Christmas. It used to be that nobody flew on Thanksgiving Day. But this year, Southwest Airlines, our largest carrier, reported that their flights were 95% full on Thanksgiving Day. This is largely a function of discounts available for that day. Mm-hmm. But I think the same advice applies whether you're flying on Thanksgiving Day, Christmas Day, or the middle of March, is be in touch with your airline. Be sure to check in before you get there. You can print out your boarding pass and check in from home, or you can print out your boarding pass from one of our kiosks. Go to our website to look at flight arrivals and delays, and just stay in communication. It's also good to look at the airline's social media sites, because a lot of them will respond quicker through their Twitter feeds than by calling the 800 number.
Well, okay, Lori, let's wrap it up with one more time. Let's talk about early arrival for your flight, getting out over the holidays, and how soon you want to get out there and get so that you can get through the TSA and on your flight on time.
Well, in general, we recommend people get here 2 hours in advance for something, a busy holiday season like Christmas. Thanksgiving, things were pretty smooth, but just knowing that this is a time of year when people who don't fly a lot, maybe it's their one or two or three trips a year, give yourself a break, get here early. Plus, there's plenty to see and do at the airport, a great place to get last-minute Christmas gifts at some of our concessionaires. So get here 2 hours early, give yourself a break, and enjoy your travel. We think it's going to be a great season.
And I'll tell you, Lori, I really appreciate you coming in. And by the way, Mark will be checking in one more time here before the season wraps up and get people off to their destinations. I'm going to be flying on Christmas Day this year.
You are? Christmas Day?
Christmas Day.
Wow, you headed down to San Antonio or something like that?
We are. We're going to go to spend after Christmas with my daughter and husband in San Antonio. In the past, Christmas Day has usually been a pretty slow travel day. I'll let you know how it was this year.
Yeah, it's not too bad of a day. Well, we got about a minute left, Thomas.
We have 1 minute. What do you got for me?
I got a couple of sports leisure winners. Our contest has changed a little bit. You no longer are an automatic $50 winner. You have to be listening to the program, or you have to the call and tell us you heard your name on the radio, we'll give you a $125 gift card for Sports Leisure Vacations. You can use it on anything you want. If your name is Barbara Scott and you went with us to see Beach Blanket Babylon, or your name is Stephen Sibley and you went with us to Thanksgiving on the Wine Train, call the Sports Leisure office anytime Monday or Tuesday, and we will award you with a $125 gift card. Thomas, quickly, anything on the program from today, you can find at travelguysradio.com. If you need a speaker for your group, for your service club or something like that, we would love to come out and do that for you. Just send us a note on Travel Guys Radio. The lists also that we talked about from the flight attendants and who you don't want to sit next to are already posted on travelguysradio.com. You can find them there.
And we'll be back next week at 3 o'clock. Remember, listen during the week to KFBK for Mark's Travel Tip of the Week. You have yourself a wonderful rest of the week.